Girly Whirlies, hello and welcome back for another episode and the final episode of season three of the Girly Whirly Show. Girlies, I can't believe we've come to the end of season three. That felt like it flew by. Today is just us girls, and on Thursday you'll hear from myself and Sambe, and this week is our final season three. It's been so fun. I love you girls so much. We are heading to Australia, so that is, we kind of planned it that our season three would finish right before our little trip to Australia. People keep thinking we're moving. Sam put up a story. We'll talk about this when we talk to Sam. But Sam put up a nude. Sam put up a gym pic, and he looks slay. And in it, like his personal trainer Jay shared it and said Sam prepping for Oz, and then Sam got loads of messages being like, are you moving to Oz? So no, we are not moving, although I don't know, I'm afraid that when we're there we might just love it so much we might never want to come home. But no, we're not moving to Oz. Obviously, I've said a million times my three siblings live there and my brother's getting married, and we're so excited, so we can't wait to celebrate Robert and Emily, my favourite people ever. Emily is like a sister, so I can't wait to see them. And yeah, Emily is a sister, she really is. So we can't wait to celebrate them. And obviously we'll be bringing you with us, just not on the pod, but you'll see it all on Instagram and all online. I'll probably be driving you nuts with the Australian content, and we'll get Sam to take his top off for, for everyone to see his gym success. Because I even got messages about it as well. This morning my agent was like, oh, Sam's a great nick for us. So no pressure, Sambe, but you'll slay. You'll see it, girls. So wrapping up season three, I thought today we would talk all about friendship. I have done an episode on like what I look for in a friendship, or like from a friend. I feel very experienced on the topic of friendships. I, as a 28-year-old girly whirly, I've done school, college, work life, working for myself life. And I just feel like I've picked up a lot of friends along the way. I've maybe lost friends along the way, but not, you know, there's different ways of losing friends. This is everything we're going to talk about. And I feel like one of the most popular questions I get asked, other than it being about like, I feel like the biggest question I get asked is about breakups, because I could write a book about breakup and how to get through a breakup and how to thrive after a breakup. But the next question I do feel that's always in my DMs is about your gal pals, and like all these different scenarios of maybe they're not good gal pals. You don't know if they're good gal pals. Maybe you want to get rid of a gal pal, like they're just not a good friend anymore. All these kind of questions are really reoccurring. So I thought this would be an episode where I kind of answer a lot of your friendship woes and quos. And I do have like one main question that we're going to answer, but we have a few different ones. But I feel like before we begin, do I have anything to catch you up on? Not really. I feel like I've just been a shopaholic in prep for Australia. We're going to be in Sydney, so I think it's kind of like their autumn now. So, but I'm going to take that as my spring. Like I'm going to be dressing as if it's my spring, because for you girlies, it is spring. So, you know, I'm taking it as a spring moment. But then where the wedding is, I think it'll be really hot. So I don't know. I'm hoping for a good like bikini moment, like a good solid sunbathing few days in the sunnier places, and in Sydney, spring slaying. So I've just been shopping so much. Shameless, or not shameless, but perfect way into Naked. We love you, Naked, so much. I'm actually wearing Naked jeans today. And my Naked, oh my God, my ballerina flats are Naked as well. I have the cutest shoes on. You'll see that on my Instagram and the jeans. But Naked Fashion, you know I love them so much. And my spring wardrobe is very much stocked by Naked Fashion. I am never not shopping on Naked. So check the description below if there's a sale on right now or a discount code for you. And you can shop through the link below. And Naked, we love you. And Naked loves you, girlies. So they always want to give you the best discounts or sales. So have a look, make sure to have a look, and I'll link some bits on my stories. I'll link my outfit today because I think you'll really enjoy it. Anyway, girlies, okay, so but yeah, otherwise catch up, not really. I think I've been zen. I think I've just had a quiet March. I said to myself I'd have a quiet March before Australia. I just wanted to focus on myself. I wanted to focus on Pilates and my hot girl walks and my hot girl gymming, and I've just been really enjoying it. Sam's been the inspo for the gym. It was in January when we watched Anyone But You and Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell. That's what made us join. Well, Sam's always been in the gym, but I joined a gym. I hadn't been in a gym in a long time because I was just being a Pilates princess. But now we can do both. Beach girl, what is it? City girl, beach girl. I'm both. So I've been really enjoying. But otherwise, it's been nice and zen. I actually did go through a few days of like, I felt like I was rotting. And it was actually just after I spoke to you on the last episode. We were talking about getting your mojo back. And then I went and like, I felt like I had a really downer few days. Like I was just kind of rotting. I couldn't wear makeup because my BBL Moxie facial. And I was just feeling really shitty about myself. And I snapped out of it, thank God. And just for you, if you're ever going through a phase, especially because, you know, I was asked about getting your mojo back and we're scheduling our sleigh. But also journal the day you snap back. So like when I snapped back, when I snapped out of my little, I'm calling it a rot. It was like a rot on a rot. I have to write down then when I snap back and when I'm in a really good mood. And basically what it is just when you go back to read your reminder, if you're feeling in your rotting rut, let's call it, make sure to go back and read it. And what I wrote down was just that it doesn't last. Like every time I get into a rotting rut, it doesn't last, but it feels like it's going to last forever. I think mine definitely coincides with my period, but because I'm on the coil, I don't bleed and I actually don't really know when my period is. I think I just have to guess. So I think it's either the beginning of the month or the middle of the month. But then it means, I think the middle of the month is probably my ovulation if my period's at the first of the month. But anyway, it does correlate with my period, but I also can't really track that. But just remember that if you're feeling really low, if you're feeling really down, if you're rotting in a rut, you will snap out of it. That like a bad day is not a bad life. A bad week is not a bad life. It's not a bad month. You have the whole month to turn it around. If you had a really shit month, the whole month was just treated you like shit, there's a new month ahead. Like it's not going to last. You will snap out of it. You will thrive again. You'll feel better again. And I always feel like when I come out of my rot, I actually feel even better than before. I feel like I thrive one step harder than I was previous. I just feel like every time you rot, you kind of slay again and you slay harder as well. So that's just your little reminder, because that's just what I kind of realized this week is I get really low when I'm rotting. What a word to choose for it, but it just feels so accurate. I get really low and I just think that's it. I'm like, that's it. Like that's my mood. That's my life. Like it makes everything gray and so down. And just remember that you'll snap out of it and you'll come out of it. Okay, girlies, so let's read our question that is kind of inspiring our friendship conversation today. Sorry, I also got a wedding someone sent me a wedding invite that I don't think was for me. I got an email saying, I'm not going to say their names, but it's someone I don't know. And it's not a girly whirly invite. It's just like, I invite you to watch our wedding online. Is it a scam? I don't know. Will someone let me know if that's a thing or like if it was you? Because I kind of forgot about that and it's just in my emails there and I remembered. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe it went to the wrong Sophie. I'm not sure. But if it was a girly, early wedding invite, let me know. Okay, anyway, moving on. So this is question for the pod. And sorry, we always answer your questions on Ask Sambe on your QRA, but I felt like this was more of a girly conversation for just us girls. So, hey Sophie, I firstly wanted to say I love you lots and your podcast helps so many people, including myself, always inspired by you in brackets and Sam too. Oh my God, firstly, I love you so much. Thank you. It seriously makes my day when you girlies are just the sweetest. Like, I don't know what I do to deserve such kind, nice people. Even when I meet you girls out in the streets, like, you're always just the nicest, most amazing people. So thank you so much and thank you for listening. You are so loved by me and Sam. Okay, I basically have this friend who I sometimes get hater vibes from. We always have banter and joke around with each other, but I feel like when I read his, I was like, oh, it's a guy friend we're talking about. So, but I feel like his digs go a bit too far and it almost comes across like he's blatantly hating on me. Example, I was making content for my business and it was doing really well. Slay. Let me know your business. I want to follow. He found a way to make fun and laugh at the content. Brackets, mainly my voice when I'm narrating on Insta Reels, because it's obviously different to how I sound day to day. Absolutely. Like, we're all ourselves online, but there's also another version online that has to be applied, especially to a business. He never really compliments me or on anything good I'm doing, but he wants me to support him, etc. Part of me is like, is this just our general banter? Am I taking it the wrong way? Or is he genuinely giving hater vibes? I don't know. Just wanted to ask for your opinion, as you are the big sister I didn't know I needed. I'm going to cry. Girls, I'm the youngest. I don't have little sisters, so you are all my little sisters. I know a lot of us are the same age, and maybe you're maybe older than me, but you're still my little sister, or we're just sisters in general. But it warms my heart when the younger girls think I'm a big sister to them, because I always wanted to be a big sister. So thank you, and I love you so much. So firstly, it took me for a spin that he's a guy. I was really, when I read get hater vibes from like a friend, I was like, that's a girl being jealous of her girl best friend. So we'll talk about it as a girl too. But I think this from a guy is quite interesting as well. When I was younger, definitely had guy friends like in school. But as I got older, not really. Like, I don't know, did I just give up on men in life in general, other than my Sambe? But I just didn't really keep male best friends. Whereas Sam would have like one or two, I don't leave anyone out, I'm going to say one or two fab female besties that like I would see as like such a close friend too. But I just don't, I never really kept like a male best friend. But in my teenage years, I absolutely had guy best friends. At a young teenage, no, I would say school, throughout school, I'd good guy friends. I always feel bad. I can see Sam from the side of my eye. I always feel bad talking about boys and men, because sometimes I can be a bit negative, and I don't mean to be. I'm not a hater. It's just my experience. I find there's a lot of boys that are very insecure girls. So I'm not surprised that he is trying to tear you down. Sometimes you don't think they're insecure. I think guys are the best at hiding that they're insecure. I think they're well able to act like the macho, I'm so happy in myself, I take everything lightly, nothing gets through me, I have tough skin. But they're a lot of the time the most insecure people. And I think Sam would actually agree with me on that. Like, there is a lot of insecure guys out there. There's a lot of insecure girls out there, of course. But just in this topic, hearing that a guy is being a hater, your guy best friend, I'm not all that shook or surprised. I feel like guys can find it very difficult, and I don't mean to like get controversial, but they can also not like it being a girl that is succeeding. That could also play a part. I'm not saying that that's what he's experiencing, but also let's take into factor, some guys do struggle with girls being successful or powerful, or if they think they're above them, you know. But what I would say is that's all coming from his own insecurities. I don't think it's banter when it's actually not nice. Like, me and Sam have banter, but Sam knows the line. Like, he's not going to be mean. I think there's a difference between banter and being mean. And it sounds like he's kind of just being mean, especially if, when someone's kind of taking the piss out of you on like you putting yourself out there online, it's really hard to put yourself out there online. And then he's kind of mocking your business. Like, to me, it's actually not you, it's him, and it's coming from an insecure place. I think if this is like someone that is like a really important friend and like you want to really keep him in your life, I would just, the next time he makes the banterful, not banterful joke, I would say it's like, pal, like I'm not getting joke vibes anymore. Like, I feel like that's coming from somewhere. Because I can't remember who said this to me or where I read it, but it was like, sometimes there's a lot of truth behind a joke. Like, sometimes when someone's kind of taking the piss out of you, it's not really a joke and they're actually kind of showing their inner thoughts. And when I say that, I don't mean he's showing his opinion of you. If anything, he's showing his own insecurity. So sometimes there's a lot of truth behind the joke, and what he's giving is he's not happy in himself. Maybe he's not happy where he's at, and he's seeing you thrive and succeed, and he's really struggling. I also think it's such an Irish thing. We keep each other humble. But again, it's like, be sound about it. Like, we do keep each other humble. If people think someone's getting a big head, if people think someone's doing too well, they will find a way to knock you down a peg. I do think that's quite inherently Irish, unfortunately. But I just think, especially when you're putting yourself out there and you're being mocked, that's not nice. And I think I agree, it's giving hater vibes. And I think me and Sam always say, but I struggle to communicate my feelings a lot of the time too. But if this is someone you really want to keep in your life, but like that's just not going to go anymore, I think you just need to say it in a lighthearted way. This is not too deep, like this is not too serious, but just be like, I don't appreciate. I don't appreciate being mocked. Like, you know, I don't appreciate it. Or I bet if you threw, the people that give can never take. So I bet you if you gave him back the shit he was giving you, he would probably be shocked and horrified. So that's quite toxic for me to say, to like give it back. But you can kind of shock him with, give him what you get from him and watch him be shocked, and then be like, well, I'm giving you back what you give me, and if you can't take it, why should I have to take it? Maybe that's really toxic for me to say, but it's kind of like reverse psychology. It's like, okay, I'm going to speak to you how you just spoke to me, and if you don't like it, then why should I fucking take it from you? But what I would say on this girlie is, it's not you. Like, that's very much a him thing. It's a him problem. It's definitely giving hater, but he doesn't hate you. He just can't handle, it sounds like he's struggling with your success, especially when that's kind of what we're picking out on, is that he's mocking the way you're narrating your reel for your business. Like, that's such a stupid and mean thing to be like pointing out on someone. If anything, a friend, a close friend should be so supportive. Like, my girls would never mock something I do online. And they might think I'm absolutely whatever they want to think, but they would never mock me. Like if someone mocked me for what I do online, that to me would just be like, I can't really fuck with you if that's the vibe we're going for, because I'm putting myself out there. It's really hard to put yourself out there. And this goes for everything in life. No matter what they're mocking you for, it doesn't have to be about something online. Just in general, like for me, I can't fuck with you if that's your vibes, if that's your banter, if that's your idea of friendship. That's not really going to sit well with me, because that's not how I banter. I could never take the piss out of someone. I could never knock someone for trying. I could never knock someone for being who they are. I could never knock someone for just, you know, doing their shit, doing their thing. So what I would say is, it's all a reflection of him. Don't let him in. Like, don't let him make you change your narration voice for your reel. Don't let that hater friend get into your head and like bring you down, because that's kind of what they want to do. So now let's talk about like the hater friend in general, because I think then when it comes from a girl, when a girl is hating on a girl, I think it's mainly out of jealousy. Like, majority of the time, percentage wise, it's mainly jealousy. It is, they're jealous of, or they compare yourself, which comparison is a lot of the time jealousy. She's comparing herself to you. And the friend, I also struggle, and you said this as well. Sorry, I'm talking now to our girly worldly with the question, but also to all the girly worldlies. The friends that can't compliment you, that's a tough one. Because it's hard to not take that to heart, because it's hard when you're like, I fill her with so much love and compliments and I want her to feel amazing, but they can't do that for you back. What I would say is, because I kind of said this in another episode, was where they're probably coming from, and this doesn't justify, it doesn't make it okay, but maybe sometimes it's, if you understand where someone's coming from, it makes it easier to be forgiving of it. Where they're at is, they might feel like complimenting you takes from them. And I know that's not right, and I know that's not fair, but that's kind of where they're coming from is. Or also, some people just come from like a household where you just don't compliment each other. Some people just don't know how to compliment someone. And I remember like when I was in school, I would have been like, can she not just fucking like tell someone they look nice for once? Like, I've totally been there where it's like, fuck me. Like, you'd almost need to like hold a gun to her head to get a compliment out of her. There's so many friends like that. I think you have to not let that bother you. I know it's easier said than done, but again, it's all their own insecurity. Of course, it would be so nice for your friend, especially your best friend, to be able to tell you, well done, or you look great, or I love that about you, or any kind of compliment. Like, you're a hard worker. Like, you know, anything that makes you feel good about yourself, a lot of friends can't do. Again, like, it kind of comes back to, like, is that gonna make or break your friendship? Like, I think some people kind of see a red flag and think they have to end the friendship or the relationship. You're allowed to have friendships that, like, things, you don't love everything about them, but it doesn't mean you're gonna end the friendship over it. And that's also another point I want to talk about, is like deciding whether to keep a friend around, or like deciding, is this time to just cut ties? So I think if you're really torn about someone, and like this, like if someone's giving you hater vibes, your friend can never be happy for you, your friend is always talking behind your back, that for me would be like, okay, that's not a friend at all. There's a lot of scenarios where it's like, okay, that's actually just not a friend. I think if they're always talking about behind your back, that's not a friend. I also am such a believer in a friend to all is a friend to none. I can't trust someone that is everybody's friend. Especially, I'm seeing this all over TikTok at the minute, the friend that's like, well, they didn't do anything to me. I could never be that girl. If you've hurt my friend, you've hurt me too. And me and my friends, we would do that for each other back. Like, that's a friend to all is friend to none. If you're trying to be best friends to everyone, you're trying to please everybody, that to me is not a good friend, because that lacks loyalty. So I think how to decide if, like, okay, I think I just need to distance this, or it might even be, it doesn't mean you need to drop someone altogether. Sometimes you just have to water down the friendship, and like they just don't need to be your best friend anymore. We can still be friends, we can still hang out, but maybe they're not going to be the person you text every day anymore. Maybe they're not going to be the person that you invite to all your happy occasions, special occasions, your family things. There is a way of weaning a friendship out, like watering it down. It doesn't mean you have to exile someone. It's really hard to excommunicate someone. It can be quite cruel to excommunicate someone that, you know, that's putting up a lot of boundaries. I think boundaries are very important. And I was introduced to the term baby boundaries. I think baby boundaries, even the term, just makes it sound so much simpler. So if you're finding that this best friend brings you down, they drain your soul. Have you ever spent time with someone and you go home and you're like, fuck me, that was the most draining experience of my life? And that could be a best friend, that could be someone you have been best friends with for years, but you just don't align anymore. There's such a thing as situational friendships, like a situationship, but it's friendship wise, it's not a guy or like a romance, it's a situation. Like, you were friends, your best friend was maybe just your best friend because you were in school together, and then you leave school and you're like, we actually have nothing in common anymore. Maybe you became best friends with your boyfriend's best friend's girlfriend, and then they break up and then you don't see each other anymore, and you're like, okay, we were kind of just best friends because of the situation we were with. Sometimes that happens, and that's a big thing I think for school or work. You could be best friends with someone in work because in the situation you are best friends, but outside of that, maybe you're not really best friends. So there's definitely ways of like watering down a friendship and setting your baby boundaries. Or it could be that this person just doesn't fill your cup anymore. You've changed, they've changed, we're not aligned anymore, we're in totally different spaces in our lives. And a lot of the time, because you can be in totally different places, like, you know, like I have a best friend that's engaged and pregnant. Fucking love this for her. I'm absolutely not pregnant. I'm not engaged either, but that's not a big thing. But pregnancy, I mean, is that's totally being in a different headspace from someone else. But that wouldn't change our friendship. Or like someone could move place, that's not going to change your friendship if like you're meant to be together. Whereas there is situations that just like we're just not emotionally aligned anymore, we're situationally not aligned anymore, things change. So life can change, things can change, and you can still stay friends, or you can just really emotionally drift away from each other. So I think boundaries that need to be put in place if you want to kind of distance yourself from someone, maybe a bad friend, a hater, she brings you down. I think step one is watering down. I love the term watering down. Watering down the amount of time you communicate with them. It's going to be a slow, gradual thing. I should say, this is, I think, where it's tricky. It's like, are we supposed to communicate that we're distancing ourselves? I don't really think that's an easy conversation to have. I know we're meant to communicate everything, but I also, sometimes that's not net. Like, I don't think you need to tell someone, I'm choosing to distance from you, unless it's like a toxic situation. I think, like, sometimes you just have to distance and just, it doesn't have to be a conversation. It's just like, I'm going this way in life, you're going that way in life. We're kind of going to wean each other out naturally. Like, let's just be real here. Maybe that's really bad to say, but it's kind of just true. Like, life goes on. And if it is someone that you just can't handle anymore, and like even the communication isn't going to go well, just easy watering down of distancing yourself with kindness and love is just lessening your time spent on them and with them and the energy put into it. You're allowed to outgrow people. You're allowed to set boundaries. You're allowed to not want someone in your life as much as you once did. Things change, life changes. It's really hard. And on the receiving end, yes, it's very hard. But it's like, I'm also like, if I was on the receiving end of someone distancing from me or like not really wanting to be around me, I won't go where I'm not wanted. I also get a lot of messages about like, oh my God, like the whole group of girls leave me out all the time. That breaks my heart because I know the feeling of being left out is like the worst feeling in the world. It's actually quite traumatizing, I think, is when like plans are made and like, you know, it can feel so lonely when you're excluded from a friend group. But I'm also like, and I learned this in school, it's like, I won't go where I'm not wanted. I love myself too much. I have too much self-worth to hang around with people that with their actions, and not words, but their actions are showing me they don't really want me there. It's kind of like if a guy texts you like, yeah, you can come if you want. It's like, no, I want to be told we want you there. And I don't mean that in a clingy, like, I need to be told I'm wanted. I want the actions to tell me I'm wanted. I don't want to feel like I'm showing up thinking, oh, they don't want me here. This was all planned without me. I was a last minute thought. Now, don't go spiraling into thinking like, oh, I got the invite last minute. No, that can sometimes just happen. But I mean, like, if you're always getting signals that you're just being left out, you're not being made feel welcome, maybe you show up to the dinner and no one really engages with you. They're all like circling around, leaving you out. That's bullshit. I won't go where I'm not wanted. I think if that's happening to you, they're not good friends. If your friends are leaving you out and like their actions are screaming like you're not wanted, fuck that. Like that for me is like, no, you're not good friends. I don't need that. And I know that's really hard to hear because then you're thinking, but if I don't have those friends, I'll have no friends. You will find new friends. There is always opportunity to find new friends. Join, I always go on about Pilates class, which is so funny because a lot of my Pilates class is elder women and we have a ball, so I wouldn't exactly be making new friends there all the time. But there's so many things that you can go and do, and you'll meet new people. If you're in college, put yourself out there. If you're in work, put yourself out there, start talking to new people. There is always opportunity to make new friends. Never feel like you're too old to make new friends. A lot of the time you find people later in life that become your best friends, you know? So never think you're never going to find new friends. There's always opportunity to find new friends. And can we stop worrying about quantity? I'm so bored of quantity. We don't need quantity, especially in friends. Quality over quantity always. If you've won good best friend, that's all you need. You do not need hundreds of friends. If anything, having 100 friends, it's giving friend to all is a friend to none. Like, you shouldn't have to keep that many people happy. You shouldn't have to be, you know, I just think you're spreading yourself too thin if you have that many friends, and not everyone is that loyal. I just don't think you can find that many loyal people that will truly shine when you shine or get low when you're low. Like, you have to find these people that like match you and align with you. And I would kill for my girls and my girls would kill for me. And I know that. And I'm so lucky to say that. So I just think you will find your people. If you haven't found your people, you will find them. And if you're hanging around with people that are not your people, you can slowly set your baby boundaries. You don't have to leave the WhatsApp group. You don't have to excommunicate people. You don't have to kick someone out of the WhatsApp group. You just need to distance yourself. That's a baby boundary. It's like, I'm not going to text her every single day. That's just a boundary I need. I just don't have the energy right now. Now, when I say this as well, let's not neglect a friend that maybe is just going through something, a bad time, like a hard time. Sometimes friends are going through a bad time. I've definitely been a shit friend when I was going through shit, and I don't know how my friends put up with me, and thank God for my girls because they really put up with a load of bullshit from me. So don't neglect someone that really needs help or if they're in a bad place. I think deciding to distance yourself from someone, it has to come from over time. Maybe there's behavior after behavior after behavior that's just shown, okay, this is not my person. And never leave someone lonely. I think sometimes you might have to really neglect someone that's toxic, or not neglect, because we're not neglecting people. You might have to distance yourself from someone really toxic, but it's very important to do it gently and do it with kindness. Like, you never want to just axe someone out. Even if they've been toxic, don't let a cruel person turn you cruel. give them the chance, give them opportunity, and then opportunity after opportunity, you might have to completely axe them out. I totally get that. But I think at first, just try and do it with kindness and gentle, and don't be cruel. Don't let a cruel person turn you cruel. I think that's a big, big lesson here. Don't let the hater friend turn you into a hater. You'll just learn what you do and don't need. I'm absolutely rambling. I'm just going to end this with what I think is what I look for in a friend, and I have it in my friends, and I'm so lucky, and I just think this is what I think a gal pal should find in a gal pal, is just someone who lifts you up, who doesn't knock you down, who doesn't want to bring you down, who wants to see you shine. Like, I'm so lucky that my girls are just the most supportive, and I feel the exact same way about for them and about them. Like, I just want to see them do amazing in life, and I will always be their number one cheerleader, and I know that they're my cheerleaders, and I'm so lucky to say that. And I just think the priorities of what to look for in a friend is loyalty, supportive, you know, and friends. You don't have your best friend, you don't have to talk to them every day. I have friends that, like, maybe I haven't really seen in a while, but they will have my back till the day I die, and I do the same for them. So I think it's loyalty, is that's having someone's back. It's like, it's not the friend that'll say, well, she didn't do anything wrong to me. Like, fuck that friend, I'm sorry. Loyalty is key, and supportive, and communication. I think it's really important that friends can communicate to each other. You know, even if we're on holiday, I want someone to be like, you're pissing me off, I need 5 minutes from you. I love that. Just tell me that. If you can communicate with your best friends, that's one of the most important things. Girlie, sorry, I'm totally rambling, and it's time to talk to Zambe. He's itching in the seat beside me to talk to you. Girlies, I love you so much. And we're ending season 3 with, I hope, if you need to let go of some toxic people, you are allowed to do that. You're allowed to set boundaries. If you're feeling lonely and you feel like you don't have any good friends, you will find friends. Just align yourself with good people. Put yourself in good places. Be hanging around in the positive places. Maybe you're not going to find a best friend on like a 7-day rollover of a night out. Like, maybe you just need a good yoga class and then a drinky poo. Absolutely enjoy the spicy margs with your friends. But maybe you'll find good friends in a positive, healthier environment than maybe where you are right now. And you will find good people, okay? No matter what age you are or what situation you are in, you'll always find good people. There's always opportunity to make new friends. Girlies, I love you so much. Oh my God, I feel emotional that this is wrapping up season 3. I love you so much. And you're all my best friends. My favorite girly girlies in the whole world. Naked Fashion, we love you so much. Thank you so much for sponsoring season 3. And you can shop the link below for any sales and discounts. And I don't want to say goodbye. Well, we're about to talk with Sam, but I feel emotional. I love you, girly, so much. Thank you always, 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 always for supporting me. And you seriously mean the absolute world. You can always DM me. We'll be back very soon. We're not gone for long. But anyway, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. And I love you. Love you lots. Love you. Bye.